Washington. I'm Bob Agnew.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, West State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And yes, we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Linda is taking care of a cold that she has. She's going to be, as you know, singing tomorrow night at the Elements Lounge, December the 1st, and with her band. It's going to be a Christmas show.
What lots better of, way lots,
I tell you what,
to get into the holidays.
I tell you what, she and her gang over there, Scott Lewis is coming too, and they've been practicing all these great Christmas songs, and plus the regular, you know, the regular standards, but it's going to be a great night. But she was... She's been working really hard, and she's starting to cough last night. I was, whoa, just lay there this morning and try and get well. And I'm sure she will. Just you don't want to push it. But, Bob, good morning.
And good morning to you. As I drove in this morning, my windshield wipers were busy wiping that 20% chance of precipitation off my windshield. These cloudy skies will give way to partial clearing this afternoon. Flurries and in those foothills, we could actually see some snow showers. So if you're heading up into the higher elevations, keep that in mind. Today's high in Reading will be 53 degrees. Overnight low, right around 40. Mainly sunny on Thursday and a high of 57. As we get into Friday, we'll see highs in the 60s. Overnight lows remaining in those lower 40s. Looks like they have lifted the chance of rain on Sunday night. But we'll have a mixed bag for the next several days. Currently in Reading, 42 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business from it's active in Anderson, of course. You know, Chuck and Judy Kenny. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. He's won awards for hiring veterans down there at Shasta Gas Propane. Give him a call, 365-3793. You know how you accumulate things in a studio, which I keep telling you guys to get rid of? You know, I mean, just stuff. You know, just stuff accumulates. You know, mainly it's papers, old ads. I mean, all this kind of stuff. And I try to keep a pen near me.
Mm-hmm.
And usually I can't because, you know, over the weekend it just disappears. Well, now I have a stack of like 7 pens. But this is what I'm talking about, how you accumulate things. Re-elect Patrick Henry Jones. This is on this pen. I mean, and you think about it. How long ago was that?
Have you looked at the front window of the radio station lately?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not our side. That's the other side. That's our sister station, and it's got a elect Mike Quinn on it. How many years ago was that? Why is he still there? Is he going to run again?
It's torment fodder.
I know, it is.
It mocks.
Okay, but it's not enough just to have one of these pins.
Yeah.
There's 2 pens.
There's 2.
I've never seen 2 pens with re-elect Patrick Henry Jones on them. And yet we have them right here. And then there's another one for look up chemtrails. We have those.
They do.
Oh, okay.
And then we have your various banks and stuff like that.
I got a hardware store.
Hardware stores.
Collect the whole set.
I mean, but yeah, it is. But it's just, I mean, these are just things that you accumulate over the years. You know, I'm just afraid to look in some of the other spots.
You open the drawer.
I see a spool of wire underneath the table there that you could use to connect to what?
Those would be engineering supplies for repairs and such not.
We've got wires laid everywhere, some that we've never used before.
Yeah.
It's almost like a ship.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen them take out literally tons of wiring and cabling out of a ship, out of an LHA.
Well, as systems evolve.
Well, you know, and they change them, and they're taking, okay, we're going to take out, well, how many pounds did you take out? Pounds? I don't know. We took out 25 tons of cables and wires.
By the way, for fans of the Camel, he is speechless today due to a technical issue, but we'll work on getting that case of laryngitis cleared up.
Okay. Now, I have to start off with this. Democrats opposing cows. And yes, it is. It's the Dems. It's the Democrats. Everything we say about California, it's Democrat. You can lay at the feet of the Democrats. They have, I think they've got up to a supermajority now in both houses. So anything that happens, everything that happens, it's the Democrats' fault. Or they get accolades for it. Well, in this case, I think we can. Do we have a mooing sound? We should have a mooing sound. We could find moo. Yeah. Anyway, here's the Democrats. There's too much methane being released from cows. And so they want to lower the methane gaseous rate by 2030 to a level less than it was in 2007. Now,
mind you, those volcanoes in Italy have released more methane in 20 minutes than the cows have done for the last 100 years, but that's irrelevant.
Probably 1,000 years. Anyway, so here's the cow. Now, here's the cattle industry. Did you know we had 1,500 dairies in California?
Yes.
I had no idea. I remember going to, the big state fairs. We have a really nice little county fair, but, the bigger fairs. And they talk about dairy farms, and they say how the dairy farms were right. They would be in the middle population centers because the milk there before was homogenized and, did all those things. It had to get to the people quicker. So they were right there in cities, dairy farms. And then as the land became more valuable, which plays into what you're saying, as it became more valuable, the dairy farmers would sell their land and then leap out 5 miles or 8 miles. And this was, a period of over 100 years. And then as the towns grew out, land became valuable again. They sold and jumped. And then it became other things, too, like, oh, well, it smells out here. So they sell and jump out. Well, now they've jumped pretty far, as far as they can go. Now they can homogenize the milk and they can, have it delivered and all this. But 1,500 dairy farms. Now, the cows burp, poop, and what else?
Flatulence
there. And Ken Murray said this, maybe 8 years ago. You want to get rid of global warming, get rid of every cow in the world.
The PETA people just love that.
You just get rid of every cow in the world, you won't have that problem. Well, what California is going to do is they're going to say is that you, as a dairy farmer, and a cattle rancher, have to, lower the methane. So you've got to build these methane containment areas that turn the methane gas into electricity so you can sell electricity. Now, how much does one of those facilities cost?
Got to be in the millions.
$4 million. And they've tried it in this one dairy farm. Dairy farmer says, works great. I couldn't have ever afforded to put that facility there. The government had to build it. So not only does, what the cattle farmers are saying, besides that and the other regulations, like what they can feed their cattle and where they can have their cattle, is California is pushing the dairy industry out of California.
I don't want to hear any complaints when milk is $10 a gallon.
and there's a number of reasons. Drought, milk prices, which are, set at, milk prices, all this stuff is. And
it's subsidized.
Get this. And, of course, the labor wages and the fact, farm workers can get overtime now. So all of these things are adding on to it, and now they put these regulations on them saying you're going to have to change these things if you're going to stay in the dairy business. I mean, at first you thought it was a laugh, you know, when this came out in September when he signed the bill, Governor Brown, about controlling odoriferous methane-laden gases, and he didn't start with the legislature down in Sacramento. He started with cows. Why don't you start in Sacramento?
Yeah.
Try to fix that, and that could probably solve a lot of your global warming problems. Okay. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back, but you know what? Sleep number.
Did you sleep well last night?
Let me tell you something. It was so good that sometimes I'm even ashamed to talk about it, how good we sleep. I set that sleep number at 60 last night for me, and Linda's sleep number setting is 40. Crash, and then Elk Killer comes up at this is how good it is. Elk Killer gets up at like 4 o'clock, says, oh well, I guess I timed this wrong, but I have to go out. So she and I go out, and of course that 20% is all over me. So I come back in, and I think I'm not gonna go back to sleep. I'm just not, because, you know, I'm wide awake. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. I'm wet, cold. And I get back into bed, 5:30. Boom. There you are. Up again. You're not going to get any better in a sleep number bed. Made in America, they've got that sleep number. They've got these pillows, which are just, I mean, they're just fantastic. They've got big sales going on. They've got it all at Sleep Number. I can't tell you how good it is. Made in America, rated number one by Consumer Report. Head on down to Target Shopping Center. Go down and see them. Go down and see the professionals down there. Lay on the bed. Have them show you what it can do for you. I tell you what, you're looking for the greatest Christmas present? Give a Sleep Number bed. It lasts a very long time. I can't say forever, but it lasts a long time. And you can give your loved one and yourself the gift of sleep. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Love before got mad and closed the door.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's Carl and Linda Bott, and we just wanted to let you know about Omaha Steaks holiday gift packages. You simply can't go wrong with Omaha Steaks.
Shop now for gourmet gift packages guaranteed to fit your list and budget. Cherish more time with your loved ones thanks to the one-stop shopping, no prep, and oven-ready dinners, all from Omaha Steaks.
We have tried them, and we're delighted to see how easy they were to prepare and how delicious they are.
Start your holiday shopping now at omahasteaks.com. Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Redding, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Man, I saw her face. I'm a believer.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabod. Good morning, everybody. It's 22 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. It is 43 degrees, going up to 53 today. It's going to be 37 tonight, and there's 20% chance of rain today. That's all over me and all over us this morning coming in. So I guess your 20% chance was great. Weather report always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Now, let me go over it because we've had phone calls. The camel has not gone away forever. The camel is on another one of our computers that we are switching things over on our because we're getting new systems in here.
The methane, camels are ruminants also.
Not only that, but
methane restrictions.
The California Democrat legislature said there was too much methane coming from the camel.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not sure, or maybe from the studio here.
Well,
I'm not sure.
Camels are ruminants. Yeah.
Well, yeah. And so, anyway, Bob is working furiously as Bob can work, to find it and bring it back. Is that right, Bob?
All the files are there. I just have to move them onto the new machine.
Well, how long does it take to do that? Is that an all-day thing?
No.
It's like 5 minutes?
There's this thing called a thumb drive.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then, so at some point today, at the 8 o'clock hour, you're going to hear Hump Day. Is that right?
Yes. And, well, possibly. I don't want to disrupt things. Hey, may I do a self-aggrandizing plug here?
Oh, okay.
Saturday's Lighted Christmas Parade in downtown Reading will, of course, help you get into the spirit. It's run, of course, by the new organization.
2030 Club.
Yeah, the 2030 Club, and they invited Brenda and I back. We have announced the parade now for about 10 years, and it's always just an absolute – we love it. Gets us in the mood. And we'll be at California Street, the very first station, as the parade kicks off. And it is our honor to do so. So stop by, say hi.
Okay. You know what? It is. It's the beginning of the year. It's December. Tomorrow's December 1st.
Yep.
Remind everybody that Linda's singing out at Elements Lounge tomorrow. Big Christmas show. Anyway, we talk about fires out here in California because, you know, we're around them.
Active life. Yeah.
They're having lots of fires back in the East Coast in Tennessee, and I'm talking to my sister in Chattanooga. She says there's a lot of smoke there.
Making the national
smoke.
News.
Oh, yeah. Well, Gatlinburg, which is kind of the gateway to the Smoky Mountains, a place I went to when I was a child. I mean, my parents would go on a vacation, and we'd always kind of like go through the Smoky Mountains as we lived down in those areas. And we'd go through the Smoky Mountains. We'd stop in Gatlinburg. You know, every time we'd stop there at a hotel that's alongside the river there. And we go play in the river and all these things. The town of Gatlinburg caught on fire, or parts of Gatlinburg, motels, tourist exhibits, all these things.
Dollywood got scorched.
Well, Dollywood may have been parts of Dollywood, I'm not sure. But I know there's a lot of Gatlinburg burned back there, and my sister says they're like a torch around there. There's fires everywhere. And it's kind of funny. You don't think about fires being back like that in Tennessee. But I said, that's like, you know, because last year they were getting all this rain, I thought. And anyway, thoughts go out to them. And Gatlinburg and Dolly, just think of Dollywood, Dolly Parton. And the fact that she, she's got a special coming up, that coat of many colors and all that. But the Smoky Mountains are such beautiful. They're so beautiful. Up there. I mean, it's like, you know, like our own forest out here. So when that happens, you kind of think about it. Trump said that he's going to make America great again. He says that he will bring jobs back to the United States. Carrier Air Conditioning Company was getting ready to leave the United States. They were going to take 1,000 jobs and move them out of the country. Trump talked to the head of Carrier and to their board. Carrier Air Conditioning is now staying in the United States. The 1,000 jobs are staying in the United States. Now, say what you want about Trump, but was Obama able to keep anything, including Caterpillar? Was he able to keep anything in the United States? I mean, think about it. For 8 years, when these businesses just got up and left, what did he do to keep any of those businesses here? I'm waiting. If somebody will call in and tell me what he did to keep those businesses here, I'll be more than happy to extol his virtues. Trump hasn't even been inaugurated. He made a deal with Carrier to stay. Now, it doesn't, you know, you don't know the details of the deal, of course, but he made the effort to have a large business, Carrier Air Conditioners, stay in the United States, and they did. Now, I can't wait to see what happens when he goes out to a lot of the major manufacturing facilities that have got their people overseas and moved their operations overseas to talk about moving them back to the United States. And one of the ways you're going to do that, and I think he's going to lead the charge on this, is reducing the corporation tax. We're at the highest or second highest in the world on our corporate taxes. If we bust those down 10%, we could have hundreds of thousands of jobs coming back to the United States. Think about that. Think about the brain drain. It's a reverse brain drain from the United States going out. Yeah. And so, because they're putting these facilities. Ford said they're not going to move this one section of their manufacturing down to Mexico. They're going to hold it here. You know, two things that have happened since Trump was elected. Now, the left continues to abuse and to say things that are just, you know, I'm still unfriending daily. Ding, ding.
Oh, the snarkiness ding. when you listen to
And I look at it and I say, well, who is this person and why are they in my life anyway? Then I look at what they write and I go, huh, nah. Hey, does a person know if you've been, does it say you've been unfriended?
I don't believe so. You just have to go looking for them. So,
Does it tell you that? Okay, like some of them, I don't want to unfriend them but right now they're getting kind of like way over the top. And so I'm just going to not look at their page. You know, it says I'm not following their posts, so their posts aren't there, but they're still a friend.
So later on you can
bring them back and say, you know, after it's over, everybody's got taken a deep breath. Okay, let's get back.
I have unfollowed several people.
Yeah. I'm sure they've done it to me.
Now, in fact, a case in point yesterday, Donald tweeted about those who desecrate the flag should be fined or whatever. That is actually – and somebody was going on
– He said they should be put in jail and lose their citizenship. Yeah, he was out there a little bit.
Yeah. But somebody said, oh, well, that's – you know, he wants to get rid of the First Amendment.
That's heinous, they said.
Yeah. No, the desecration of the flag is covered under a U.S. code. That you would be subject. You're free to do it. I mean, that's free speech, baby, but you are subject to 1 year imprisonment if you desecrate the flag. That is codified in U.S. law. And we are, if nothing else, a nation of law.
I think that, I don't know if that's good anymore because people have done it and the courts have held that this is their right under the First Amendment. But, you know, they talk about Trump, that right-wing, bigoted, blah, blah, blah. But they forget, though, is that Hillary Clinton co-sponsored a bill that would do that, that would put people in jail for doing that, for burning the flag. Hillary Clinton co-sponsored a bill. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
See, there you go. So you have to go in there a little bit deeper and see that, you know, that she co-sponsored a bill. That would have done, you know, essentially, you know, is the same things that Trump was saying that people are so upset about. You know, people, and my friends on the left, my family that's on the left, it's time to give up on this. It's time to move forward. It's time to take a deep breath like I did. Take that, you know, okay, in through your nose, out through your mouth. Wait a minute, let's do it again. In through your nose, out with your out through your mouth. Feel cleansed. Feel like you're getting there. Feel like you're calming. It's time to do that. It's time to be calm. It's time for us to go take a commercial. And I want to tell you that one of the ways that you can make your Christmas magnificent is through, of course, Omaha Steaks.
Ooh, yum, 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 yum.
Omaha
yum.
Steaks that has, what a great present for yourself or your loved ones, a family member. Think of this. Think if you've got a liberal family member that's on the East Coast, which I have. In, out. And you want to calm them. So what you do, first of all, make sure they're not a vegan. Make sure they're not a vegan. And then you go to Omaha Steaks and you send them some steaks, some chops, some bratwurst, some dessert, something that they will enjoy. And in it will be a card that says, I love you. You know, cousin, I still love you. Please have a wonderful Christmas, holidays, whatever you call it. Love, Carl and Linda. And you can do that through Omaha Steaks. You can come up with steaks to, like I said, from steaks to desserts. You can give that gift to anyone, including yourself. But the only way to do that, though, is to go to omahasteaks.com. Think of it as a perfect way to help people get over the election. Send them Omaha Steaks. We'll be right back.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott here, 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the last day of November 2016.
Wasn't Annie Lennox like scary sexy?
Oh, they all are. 43 degrees out there, going up to 53 today, dropping to 37 tonight. 20% chance of rain, which is kind of dropping all over us right now. So that 20% chance is up to 100% for me.
Depending on where you're standing.
Depending on where you're standing. That's right. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show, though, brought to you by Dandelion Boutique. Guys, girls, you know what? Every time you open up something with that ripping sound, it comes across. Did you know that? Bob, I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
You know, when you open up you can hear that? Did you know that?
That was the sound of Velcro. I was responding to a listener. Actually, I was responding to a message from Dr. Maria asking about our 8 o'clock guest.
Our 8 o'clock guest?
I was servicing the customer.
Tom Gresham. Okay. Dandelion Boutique. Let's start all over again. Dandelion Boutique. You know, when Linda's not here, you and I just kind of like we wobble through.
We get there.
Yeah, we do. Dandelion Boutique. This is a spot, guys, if you're looking for the perfect gift for your loved one, from head to toe, go on in there. Brighton bags. That's always a good choice. The jewelry they have down there, great choices. They have their Christmas. It's all Christmassy down there. It's got it all at Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. Just go on down there. Just go there and say, look, I need help, and they will help you find the right gifts.
Awesome.
1322 Pine Street. Okay, let's go to the phones. Lori, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're just peachy. You got something going on.
I do.
You want to share it?
I do. We have an event coming up on Saturday. It's called Tri-Tips and Toys Drive-Thru for Family Dynamics. This is a local counseling agency, nonprofit. And we are looking to fill gaps for the kids that are in our CHAT program. CHAT stands for Child Abuse Treatment. And for the Christmas season, some of them didn't get in on deadlines for other Christmas resources. So we're looking to fill those guys' stockings and their under their trees with gifts. So if you come through, we're going to be over on Shasta Crossroads, which is a Target parking lot. And we're going to be barbecuing whole tri-tips.
Okay, you're going to be at the Target shopping center, right?
Yep, the Target right there between U.S. Bank and Carl's Jr.'s. In the summer times, they have a lot of car washes there.
Okay, and you're going to be doing tri-tip,
and barbecuing on site, and whole tri-tips,
and people can drive through.
People can drive through and pick one up for $15 if they drop off a new unwrapped toy for a girl or a boy. And if there's no toy, then it's $20 without.
Is this a dinner?
It's a whole tri-tip roast.
Oh, it's a whole roast.
It's the whole roast.
Okay. I thought you were talking about sandwiches. I thought, well, those are kind of pricey sandwiches, but you're talking about the whole roast, huh?
Yeah, no, wow.
That's good.
Really a good deal for a whole barbecue tray.
That's right.
Roast.
It is. Okay, so you bring a toy, an unwrapped toy, and come on, people, let's make these nice toys. And you come down, you give a toy and $15, because the money will then go to also to help bring toys to children that may not have gotten into the – may have fallen through the cracks.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
What's the name of your organization?
And also we'll be taking cash donations, and we'll have a Santa – will be there. He's going to be set up in a chair with some photo props, and parents, well, anybody, pets, whatever, you guys can take pictures with Santa with your cell phones. So we're going to have that setting up. It's going to be a really fun time.
Okay, now what's the name of your organization again?
The name is Family Dynamics Resource Center.
Okay, and where are you located at?
We are on, I don't have the exact address, but we're on Ricardo over off Estate Street, back in that neighborhood off Bocelli.
Oh, okay.
I don't have the address in front of me, but I have the phone number.
Okay, what's that?
That is 242-9007. And you can also check out our website. We have a great website that's at www.familydynamics.info.
Okay, Bob, why don't you look that one up, familydynamics.info. Okay, that's going to be
And if people, pardon me?
Okay, it's going to be this Saturday at the Target Shopping Center from when to when?
From 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay. And then after that, you can go down and watch the Christmas parade.
Exactly. You could pick up a tri-tip, and you can take it to the Christmas parade and eat dinner while you're watching the parade. Tailgating. We could provide the meat for your tailgating party.
There you go. That's a great idea, Lori. Okay. Okay, we're looking up your website right now. It looks pretty cool. So, all right. So what else did you have to tell me?
Well, one thing else I was going to say is if you know of anybody, any children that have any exposure or are victims of any kind of child abuse, then go to our website and register them for services with our organization so we can get started with getting them some treatment.
Okay. So it's called, tell me again the name.
Of the event?
No, name of your organization.
Family Dynamics.
Family Dynamics.
Resource Center.
And you can go to familydynamics.info for your website. And it's going to be this Saturday at the Target Shopping Center from 11 to 5. You get a whole tri-tip roast for $15 if you bring a toy, $20 if you don't. And you can just, or you can just drop off donations to help make sure kids get Christmas this year.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Lori.
Okay, thank you guys for your time.
No problem, honey.
Have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas to you. Okay.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Madrigal tickets. You wrote those down.
The other half of the command structure was on the line to remind you to do that.
Okay. I will.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I will try to figure that one out later.
Hey, that you have some to give away.
I have Madrigal tickets to give away.
But not right this second.
But not right now.
Yeah.
You know what? And we may have already given those away, so I'm going to have to take a look at that. Now, what else we got going? That was, you know what? How old do you think Lori is?
Indeterminate.
I
don't want to
tell.
Get myself in trouble.
No, I can't tell. I can't tell. She had a young voice, though, and this is, sounds like a really good event down there. Yeah. See, there's things that are going on. It's things going on this weekend, like the Parade of Lights or the Christmas Parade they have there.
It is an excellent one.
That's
the kids
a great
real
one.
Smiling.
And I think that the weather looks like it's going to be good. The last time I announced it, I was sitting in the back of a pickup truck, and I'm announcing it, and as the last float comes by, as Santa comes by, I'm looking out over the sky, and I'm watching the rain going, and it's coming down behind Santa.
Yeah.
And just as Santa came through, I threw my coat on and grabbed all the equipment belonging to somebody else and put it underneath a cover, and the rain hit. And it was following Santa all along the parade route. I mean, it was bad.
Literally, same thing with us. We got the stuff unplugged, covered, started heaving it into the back of the truck. And literally, no sooner did we get the tent – the tent got wet, but the electronics, which are a little allergic to that sort of thing, got inside just in time. And we dodged that bullet by seconds.
I tell you what, that was just – and I said, you know – and then as it went by, you know it was catching everybody else. That everybody was just getting – just going to get stormed on.
Pounding.
But that's why you want to be at the front of the Christmas parade. When you're announcing. Well, and then for the, but for the rodeo parade, being at the end, that's the best spot. So we try to get the best of both worlds. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a break here. Tobacco and Brew has all these great coffees with Espresso Joes. this, you know, their pumpkin latte, their, all these different things they have that you can buy there. But you can also buy the coffee itself. So you can give them great gifts for parties and people that love coffee, all of this. Can be bought at Espresso Joe's. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. Then walk next door to the finest tobacco palace here in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that's outstanding. Looking for those special cigars for Christmas, New Year's, all these other things for great presents for your loved ones. And think about this. There's going to be a huge rise in, in tobacco prices come January. So here's your chance. Go out there. You might want to buy now for the upcoming year. At Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week, 2143 Hilltop Drive, a veteran-owned business. Great people that do so much for our community. We'll be right back. It's a quarter till 8. At 8 o'clock, we're going to have Tom Gresham, host of Gun Talk. That's on our Sunday afternoon shows here, is Gun Talk. But he's also a television commentator. He's got a TV show on personal defense. And we're going to talk about the impact of Trump on gun laws in the United States. We'll be right back.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. Woo-hoo! It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number Dual Temp Layer Bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now, they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here. Hope you're having a great day. It is 43 degrees out there, maybe 44 now, going up to a burning 53 tonight, 37 degrees. Weather Report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Bastiani Arms brings us this segment. 2539 Larkspur in Reading. Going to be a lot of new gun laws come January. You may want to head on down there right now while you still have that two-week waiting period to be able to buy that gun you want. That pistol, that long gun, that rifle, shotgun, ammunition, they've got it all. Bastiani Arms, it's owned by John and Sarah Bastiani. Great people. They've been a huge success in their gun store. Why? Because of personal service, customer service, great gunsmithing. They've got everything you possibly could want for shooting and shooting accessories, and reloading equipment, classes on CCW, classes on hunter safety. They have it all, and veterans get real discounts at Bastiani Arms. Real discounts. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. Head on down there. Just get your ammunition, buy your rifles, buy your pistols. Now's the time to do it. Okay. Going back into the chat room here, which I've been going back and forth. I think Trump is a good, great businessman, the kind that would give to both parties to keep influence. But I think he saw everything going to hell. Now, I want to see Trump follow through with his 100-day plan. If he does that, we can move forward. These are different people that are writing things in the chat room. All right. The former CEO of McDonald's wrote this letter or an article for Forbes magazine. Today is the push for 15 target. It's a $15 wage protest at McDonald's nationwide. $15 a month, $15 an hour. Congratulations. He says, I hate to write this. I really do. He says, McDonald's and other restaurants, fast food restaurants and full service restaurants, are those places that people start in entry level jobs. When you force $15 an hour wages on, you force people then to get into technology. Things they wouldn't do right away or even maybe even do, period. But because of the $15 a wage decisions by governments who don't know anything about business, nor do they care, because they're pandering to the loudest people there, in this case the unions, SEIU. They, you know, in places like San Francisco and Seattle and Portland and other places, and in the state of California, which is going to push this up to $15 an hour. So what it's done is it's pushed technology. So, Bob, McDonald's is rolling out their self-service kiosk.
Oh, you know that.
You pick what you want right there. You pay right there. You don't need people. Wow. You've got somebody standing back there, kind of like the grocery store, if there's a problem, to help. And what they're finding is millennials would much rather deal with the kiosk than with people. Because they understand it better, and they don't have to talk then. So think about this. Think how many jobs are now gone.
Yeah.
And also in this article, he pointed out that take a look at what's happening in San Diego. San Diego moved 100 jobs. A company in San Diego, a call answering center,
yeah,
moved into where? Texas. Why? The wages down there that they're forcing them into. Fast food places, mom-and-pop restaurants, all these places are starting to have to lay people off or close them down because they can't afford. Carl's Jr., by the way, somebody told me, has moved out of San Francisco. They've moved into outlying areas.
Mm-hmm.
But they're moving out of there because it's $15. When you're making 3 to 4%, because they go by volume.
Yeah.
So you make 3 or 4%. When you bump up their, you know, the wages to $15 an hour, there is no 3 or 4%.
Yeah.
There's none. There's absolutely none. So here come the kiosk, doing away with those entry level jobs, and this is being pushed by this SEIU union, the one that's at battle with Shasta Regional. And is it doing it for the right reason? No, they're doing it, and they don't care. They believe it should be at a national level. They've spent over $50 million on these protests and advertising to push McDonald's and others. And they've chosen McDonald's because they're kind of like the mothership of franchises. So what do you get? So you know what? There's what's that old saying? Be careful for what you ask for.
Be careful for what you wish for.
Because you might get it. So here you go. You're going to, if they push that like they have in San Francisco, guess what? There go the jobs. Business is moving out. Business is moving to a different region. And now in California, I tell you what, if $15 an hour started January 1st here at the station, we would have to make changes. And we are, we are a manpower intensive compared to other stations. Even, the big stations, we're manpower intensive because we have so many shows that take producers to do that. I could go and be like a several, we could go be like so many other stations, even in this area, so many other stations in this area, that after, after the morning drive, they have nothing but recorded music for the rest of the time. And so their whole, all the money they spend on labor is, it amounts to like 15 hours a week for all, for everybody. 15 or 20 hours a week for everybody. So when you start, if you start going to that 15 bucks an hour, okay, fine. Then we'll take our rates and just raise them, right? Well, then at a certain point, it's like you keep raising rates on your advertising and people are going to go, what kind of deal am I getting here? We give really good value at KCNR. We believe that. We have our feedback is that way. We get that message all the time. But at a certain point, people are going to go, whoa, gosh, 15, going up $2 a minute. That or people that have the shows here. Sorry, guys, we're going to have to charge you 10% more this year to help pay for your producer cost. Some can do it. Some, probably all could do it. But it's that same kind of thing. It starts rolling. And then if we have an entry-level worker making $15, that means Bob makes more. Not that you're not worth it, buddy. But, okay. Anyway, so it's just going to be interesting this year to see, when they start pushing this real hard, what's going to happen to all those entry-level jobs. We've had experts on it like Bruce Dean, head of the Restaurant Association for California and also the founder of Black Bear Diners. He sees nothing but job loss and sorrow for a lot of small businesses because of that law that was passed. All right. Hey, we talked about North State Giving.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
North State Giving Tuesday, yesterday. They wanted to raise $500,000. They raised $758,000 yesterday.
Cool.
That's right. And I hope that everybody out there kind of got it. It was easy to do. You just go in there and you pick out a couple of places you want to give money to, which we did, several places. And they make it so easy, Bob. It was so easy. It was too easy. thank you so much for the gift. Would you like to give another one? Okay, I'll go over there and look at this one. Oh, thank you so much. Oh, God, how about another one? And so you go to another one, and then pretty soon you're looking at it and going, oh. Because you could give $10 all the way up to, several thousand. We were not in the several thousand range.
Yeah.
But, we did better on some of them. But the thing is that the community comes in with $758,000. Now, so portions of that is matched by this foundation. So,
awesome.
So if you get this percentage of money, then you get this, you get extra. And they've very got, good. Things like that. So, Redding, be very proud of yourself.
Indeed.
Okay. Now, when we come back after the break here, we're going to have Tom Gresham on. The thing I want to talk to Tom Gresham about is his take, because he's at the national level and he sees a lot of these things about what he hears from, on the idea of, and this is one, is carry, reciprocal carry throughout the United States. If you have a concealed carry license in California, then you can carry in every other state in the nation. Kind of like a driver's license. They can do this at the national level.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a concealed carry license, they may want to make certain things. Hey, you've had a background investigation, blah, 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 blah. And you meet these requirements and it's a picture ID, but then you can carry your pistol in New York City.
I would like to be reasonably sure that the people who are carrying deadly weapons at least have some competency and fluency in,
well,
in the operation,
got,
in the safe operation.
Well, you've got
same.
Open carry and no types of hindrance on people in Arizona.
Provided you have no record, yes.
Provided you have no record. Okay, we'll be right back with Tom Gresham. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
And the news from Town Hall, brought to you this hour by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. companies added a solid 216,000 jobs in November, according to the latest report, and strong enough, if backed up by government figures, predicts Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi, to give the Fed all the green light it needs to hike interest rates.
If we get a jobs number that's consistent with ADP, that does lay the foundation for a rate hike by the Federal Reserve at the December FOMC meeting, which is in a couple weeks.
And a rate hike that most analysts have been predicting all along. Meantime, President-elect Donald Trump's selection for Treasury Secretary says he expects U.S. interest rates to stay relatively low for at least the next couple of years. He has it eventually they will rise. Steven Mnuchin telling CNBC the country is in a period of low rates that, in his words, have come up a little bit, which he says makes sense. For now, Mitt Romney is praising Donald Trump, saying he has increasing hope that the president-elect can lead the country to a better future.
I've had a wonderful evening with President-elect Trump. We have another discussion about affairs throughout the world, and these discussions I've had with him have been enlightening and interesting and engaging.
Last night's was the second meeting as Trump considers Romney for the position of Secretary of State. President-elect Trump, meanwhile, about to kick off a thank you tour in Ohio this week.
On Thursday night, Trump and his Vice President-elect Mike Pence will appear in Cincinnati. The President-elect scored a decisive victory in Ohio and will kick off his thank you tour in the Buckeye State. Since winning the election, Trump has held few public events as he and his transition team work to select a cabinet and assemble a senior White House staff.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. Soaring oil prices sending energy stocks sharply higher and early trading on Wall Street right now. It is a Dow up by about 61 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Devil Possession and a How-To Plan to Be Set Free. God Said, Man Said.com. The Historicity of Jesus Christ. The Amazing Power of Going to Church. God Said, Man Said.com. Dinosaurs and Man Contemporaneously. Is There Life in Outer Space? God's Perfect Diet. God Said, Man Said.com. 21 Signs of Doomsday, St. Peter's Fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. God Said, Man Said.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
We're getting more details about the GOP's timeline for trying to repeal Obamacare.
House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy wants to repeal first, then replace. The California Republican says they don't need to occur together. Meeting with reporters, McCarthy says his personal preference is a quick vote to set a date for repeal and then use that deadline to force lawmakers to come up with a replacement.
That is Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting it. The White House is addressing the issue of flag burning in America after President-elect Trump's statement that anybody who burns an American flag should face consequences. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the Constitution protects freedom of speech in this form.
The need to protect those rights is in place to protect speech and expression, not just when we agree with it, but also when we find it offensive.
It was back in 1989 the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that flag burning is a protected form of free speech under the First Amendment. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The U.S. government wants more and more people to complain about auto safety problems.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is proposing a rule requiring automakers put labels on sun visors of all new vehicles with instructions on how to file safety complaints. The labels would tell people that complaints could bring an investigation or a possible recall. The agency uses consumer complaints to spot safety problems. If NHTSA workers spot a trend in the complaints, the agency investigates and can pressure automakers into doing recalls.
This correspondent, Jeremy House, reporting. Colombian authorities are now searching for answers in the crash of a chartered airliner that slammed into the Andes Mountains while transporting a Brazilian soccer team yesterday. All but six of the 77 people on board were killed. Colombia's aviation agency says the plane's black boxes have been recovered from the crash site. Now they're being analyzed as they continue to look for answers. More on all these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
We are turning up the volume and mixing it up at Wind River Resort and Casino. Check out our third base blackjack pit in front of overtime. Fridays and Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. Sexy dealers, drink specials, and a live DVJ spinning beats all night long. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Play blackjack in the third base pit at Wind River Resort and Casino, where you can hit it all night long. For third base blackjack pit details, log on to windriver.com. Blackjack. It's better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yes, that is. It's hump day today, Wednesday, November the 30th. And that's for everybody who's been calling in, wondering where the camel was.
There Bob, you go, Jim.
Bob found the camel. And for everybody's little chat room comments and all these things, we found the camel. Hey, it's 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock right here in KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio Land. 43 degrees. What's it look like, Bob, for the rest of the week?
Cloudy skies this morning, then partial clearing this afternoon. If you head up into the foothills, look for rain, maybe even snow showers. It's fairly cool outside. Winds light and variable. Overnight low will be 41 as we head into the week. We're seeing highs in the 50s, overnight lows in the 40s. Next, we had a chance of rain on Sunday. Looks like that's backed off a little bit. Right now in Reading, we are at 43 degrees, and this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm, friends. Senior and veterans discounts, a veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Now, many years ago, before we started the station, we had bought the station, and we hadn't bought the station yet, but we were driving across Utah, Linda and I were, and we were heading out to Sturgis, you know, for 500,000 of our closest friends. And as we listened to this radio show as we were going across Utah, we thought, gosh, what a great radio show. And then when we bought the station, you know, we brought up KCNR and we put it online. One of the first people we called was this gentleman and to put his show on our station. And he has been with us now for over, well, gosh, it'll be 8 years, December 12th, starting in our ninth year, Tom Gresham. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. It is a beautiful morning, no matter where you are.
Where are you at? You're up in what? You're up in North, you know, Idaho someplace.
I'm in central Idaho, sitting out here looking at the snow and the trees, and it's about 21 degrees, and I'm standing out here on the back deck and enjoying the view.
21 degrees, snow.
Oh, yeah.
Are you just up there on a kind of just a working vacation or just a...
Well, it depends. Is this the IRS asking, or is this you asking?
this is me asking. This is somebody you've had a relationship for 8 years.
That's right. We're having a ball up here, and you know, and since we're doing this radio interview, I guess it's a work trip now. Thank you so much.
Well, it is a work trip. You can find that's what we're figuring out. Is, you know, when we go some places, we're just going to take our equipment with us and just call in and do a show from wherever we're at.
I like the way you think.
Hey, Tom, when I say that, you know, gun talk, I don't know. And frankly, I don't even know how long gun talk's been going on, but that was absolutely a true story. Linda and I driving through Utah and hearing you and thinking, this is somebody we want to have on our station. And
I really appreciate that. Yeah. Actually, we've been doing this show for right at 22 years. Unbelievable.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
How much has it changed in 22 years, Tom?
It's interesting that I think the big change, and I always tell people I can actually kind of see what's going on with the public because you hear from the callers. The callers have changed over 22 years to reflect the change in the gun-owning population, and that is we get a ton more women calling. Uh-huh. We get a lot more people calling wanting to know about self-defense with guns. People have awakened to the realization that only they can protect themselves, and it's not a knock on the police. And you know, any policeman will tell you, look, we're not going to be there when it goes down. We'll show up afterward and take the report. It's up to you to take care of yourself and your family. And I would say probably that's the biggest change over these years is just the gun buying and gun owning population getting serious about taking care of themselves.
Well, I know that, you know, as you know, I teach concealed carry. And the fact is we have women-only classes. We fill them up. Mm-hmm. I mean, totally filled up.
Yes.
Enough so we have to break the range down into two or three different ranges. There's so many women taking these classes now.
And don't you find that it kind of breaks into two different groups? You kind of say, well, why are you doing this? What's going on? And some will say, well, you know, I just kind of have a feeling about it. I want to take care of myself and just kind of the way things are going. But then you get the other ones that are a little bit hesitant. They say, well, something happened to me or something happened to a friend of mine, and that's when I decided to get serious about this.
Oh, yeah. We have how long you've been up there in the woods and everything, but we've had this case here in town, the Shirley Papini case, the mother that was running down, you know, was taking a run and was kidnapped. She was
Right.
21 days, and then they found her on Thanksgiving Day. And that
unbelievable.
Unbelievable. And we, of course, we talked to a lot of people. And the women were saying is that right there frightened them more than, you know, anything like walking through a homeless group or something like that.
Yes.
The idea of being snatched off the street like that is much more terrifying than just walking, you know, walking along a trail or anything. So now, you know, now they've got to really think about how they're doing, because it appears right now there's no rhyme or reason why the woman was taken.
That's what everybody ends up figuring out is that there is no rhyme or reason. There's no such thing as a safe part of town. There's no such thing as, well, I'll carry my gun when I'm going to that part of town. That's just silly. If you knew that you were going to get attacked, you wouldn't go there in the first place. That's why we carry all the time.
That's right. You know, and the thing about it, too, is when I ask all of our classes, but, you know, I teach usually the women's only classes and the advanced classes. But when I teach, Linda, my wife, said, why don't you ask, you know, a couple of years ago, why don't you just ask them why they're there? And when I did, every one of them said that personal defense. Now, lately, besides the personal, you know, my husband's gone, some of them are wives of law enforcement officers. They say personal protection, but now we're starting to hear some other things like, you know, it's my right to carry.
Yeah.
I love to hear that when they're saying that.
Yes. And, you know, the other thing that happens, I know you see it, is that they come in, and men and women, they come in, they'll take the class, and they start shooting, and they go, hey, this is actually kind of fun. Then they come back with a friend or a buddy or a girlfriend, and they start shooting, and they're going, you know, I really like this, and it actually becomes an activity that they do as opposed to just a gun that they carry or don't carry for protection.
Absolutely. And, you know, you can see it like the husband will come through, and then next thing you know, here comes the wife. And we've got to take a quick break here, and I'm sure you're probably running into this thing too, is we end up providing a gun for them. You know, we've got a number of guns there that we can do, because the gun that was been, you know, chosen for them by their husband or loved one, as you know, just doesn't fit. You know, and I know you've, I've heard this on your show. You know, I have this, my husband wants me to shoot this 44 Magnum, and it just doesn't quite, you know. I mean, no, we had somebody show up with a 44 Magnum, with a 6-inch barrel, and she weighed probably 105 pounds. We wouldn't even let her shoot it. And So we also provide, and as any good educator, any good class you do is, you know, you teach people about things, but you want them to really enjoy the experience, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, look, we've got to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back with Tom Gresham. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Serving the North State for over 20 years, voted best in the North State. Or last year, it could be for every year, because Martin and his people are just simply outstanding in everything they do, either in your home or commercial. And he saved us so many times during all times of the year. Martin and Alliance Heated and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heated and Air. We'll be right back with Tom Gresham. We want to talk about not only his radio show, but his TV show, First Person Defender, and why you should be looking at that.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
It's Carl and Linda Bott, and we just wanted to let you know about Omaha Steaks holiday gift packages. You simply can't go wrong with Omaha Steaks.
Shop now for gourmet gift packages guaranteed to fit your list and budget. Cherish more time with your loved ones thanks to the one-stop shopping, no prep, and oven-ready dinners all from Omaha Steaks.
We have tried them, and we're delighted to see how easy they were to prepare and how delicious they are.
Start your holiday shopping now at omahasteaks.com.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Lies and believing these lies is the cause of much of the violence we are seeing in our country. What happens when those you could once trust to tell you the truth can no longer be trusted? Many of our politicians and much of the national news media purposely lie to promote an agenda and keep you from knowing the truth. The Bible makes it clear where lies originate. Who are you going to believe? Only through Jesus Christ and His Word will you know the truth that will make you free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Time. I can't wait to hear these when you come in there, Bad Bob. I'm not even sure what that one was. But, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Do you really want to know?
No, I don't really
want to
know.
It was Lady Gaga.
Oh, well, you know, I've got – let me tell you what.
Poker face.
I love Lady Gaga. Omaha Steaks. I tell you what, you know, I've talked about them, you know, trying to settle. You know, when you have those people on the East Coast that voted, you know, for Hillary, and they're just not over it yet. You know, last hour I talked about it. You know, but they're your family and you love them. Yeah, come on. So what do? You send them a beautiful Omaha steak package there, and it could be anywhere from steaks to desserts. So even if they're vegans, you can send them things like dessert. And a number of desserts that they can have. But anyway, you can get anything you want from Omaha Steaks within your budget and make a very, very unforgettable Christmas for them. And here's your chance. Go, oh, Aunt Lucy, I know you really wanted Hillary to win, but you know what? I still love you, and let's just move forward. Here, have a steak on me. Love, Carl and Linda. There you go, omahasteaks.com. Our guest today is Tom Gresham. And, Tom, do you have any friends that that don't talk to you anymore? Because of the election. I still have family that they're going, okay, no, I'm okay, but they won't talk anyway.
Yeah, we have family members that we decided many, many years ago we don't talk politics.
Yeah,
just the way it is, you know. You just got to let it go, otherwise you'll never have a Christmas or Thanksgiving get-together, you know.
We have friends that are really, she is really progressive, and we have a dinner group that we all meet together. Mm-hmm. And after the election, we met. I mean, it just happened to be it was after the election, and there was sadness, and so nobody said a word, not one word.
Right.
But a few of us went outside, went around the corner, leaped in the air, and gave high fives to each other, and then came back in. So that was our way of.
I love that image. That's just good. Then we come back in, and we're not going to say anything.
Not going to say a word. Not going to say a word. We just all kind of look at each other. A lot of winking going
That's
on. It was anyway. Okay. Hey, you've been doing Gun Talk. We've got people on our chat room talking about. Oh, I never miss it. You know, they love it. They love the show because you've got so much. You have so much information that you impart out there. You know, so I have never heard you get caught on any question. Now I know you probably, you know, somebody calls in and as my guys do, they start researching, but still things right off the top of your head, you just add on to it. It's a great show.
Well, of course we depend upon the help of our listeners too. I tell people I've got a staff of thousands because sometimes I say, look, I just don't know the answer, but you know, somebody called in and say, oh, Tom, I'm so surprised that you did not know that the 9mm Largo was the official handgun cartridge of the Spanish Army from such and such a. I went, God, good Lord, you people know everything.
Yeah, from 1905 to 1907, and then it was changed out.
Yeah.
No, we have things like somebody said called in and said, well, you know, this ribbon is, you know, my father had from World War II, and I'm not sure what it is. Within a couple minutes, people were calling mm-hmm. in, oh, that's his overseas ribbon, and blah, blah. You're right. We have talk radio listeners. Are so bright. They are.
They really are.
Now, let me ask the big question.
Mm-hmm.
The Trump election, what does that mean to gun owners?
We know it means nothing but good things. As I tell people, he's not going to be as good as a lot of us hope, and he's not going to be as bad as a lot of people fear. We're not going to get everything we want on the gun side. But Hillary made it a part of her campaign, her platform, to ban guns. She had a whole list of guns she wanted to ban. Well, that's pretty much a non-starter. And then she said the Supreme Court got it wrong when they said you have an individual right to own a gun. And her opinion is, and it was the opinion of the Justice Department for years, that nobody in the country has a right to own a gun unless you are actively involved in the military. So you go, okay, well, that's screwed up. So it's going to be much better. What we'll probably get right off the bat, there's a very good chance that we will get the passage of the Hearing Protection Act. What that will do is take silencers off the list of restricted items. So, you know, as a way of let's help our hearing, guns are loud. So we'll probably get that done. We most definitely, and this is the main thing, are going to get a Supreme Court justice who is going to be solid on the Constitution, which means solid on the Second Amendment. That's probably the biggest thing. Everything else is going to be just extra for us.
His list of people he put up that he said to be considered for the Supreme Court was a really good list of people. They're all constitutionalists, it looks like. And he's got some mm-hmm. of them there that are young. And you know what? If nothing else, and this is what I would tell people when they, you know, because he, you know what? Donald Trump, you're right. He would say and do things that were just kind of like, oh, that's oh, Don, why would you do that? But what I would say to people is just keep saying this to yourself. SCOTUS, Supreme Court of the United States. Don't say anything else. Just say that to yourself over and over again.
Yeah, well, evidently a lot of people did because I talked to people who said, I haven't voted in three elections, but I got up and I got out and I voted on this one.
And people and on the progressive media side and people can't understand this. We had we had an authors on about when millennials rule, and they've done you know, they're young and they write for Huffington Post, but he also says, hey, I'm a great capitalist too, and went all the way across the country, and one of and I so I talked to him after the election and said, well, so he's at Penn State, and I said, do your classmates there, do they understand what happened? And he said, great question. No, they don't understand why people could vote for Trump. They just don't understand. Totally don't understand.
Right.
And so they've been so indoctrinated that they don't understand about rights and freedom and wanting to protect your rights.
Well, and it's the whole identity politics, which is the way you vote determines what kind of person you are. It's how we got Hillary saying a basket of deplorables.
Oh, yeah.
It's how we get nasty. They say, well, if you vote for Trump, you've got to be a sexist, misogynist, racist, xenophobic, blah, blah, blah. They don't know how to address ideas. They can only address people. So if you don't believe the way I do, then you must be valueless. So, I mean, and I'm hopeful that we can get beyond that. And frankly, if the Democratic Party cannot get beyond that, they will continue to lose.
I think they will. You know, they talk about the Republicans were finished this election, all that. Republicans are finished. No, Republicans aren't finished. The Democrats really need to take a good look at why Trump won. And, you know,
he won on ideas.
Yeah. And he's already.
Hey, listen,
anyway, I don't know. How long are you going to be here?
Be here where?
I mean, how long can you stay with us?
Let's see. I can stay with you a few more minutes, sure.
Okay. You're getting ready to say something then.
We got to talk first-person defender, too.
That's what I was going to talk about. That's what I was coming up with. I have your DVD, season one, right here in front of me.
Well, season four just broke this week if I go to YouTube, Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, look for Gun Talk Media. You can see us putting men and women into self-defense situations and getting them attacked and mugged and, you know, abducted and home invasions and all, and see what happens.
Okay, now this season one, and by the way, everybody, we're going to be giving away these CDs, ones I haven't already, you know, given away to close friends. episodes include, and this is first person, home invasion, road rage, child kidnapping, knife attack, ATM robbery, abduction, convenience store robbery, and workplace shooting rampage. And these are all first-person defender goes into this and how to protect yourself. So tell us how that started.
Well, it was just an idea of saying, well, let's see if we could put people into these situations. And we use simmunitions, which is a police department, military grade, like super high-speed paintball. It's what you use on what they call force-on-force training.
Right.
And we say, look, here's the deal. You're going to go from this building out to your car. You're going to drive away. Something may happen. And they do, and of course, something happens. They get abducted, or in one case, the woman thought that the guy was coming to get her. He was actually coming to get her baby that we'd given her to hold on to, the little doll.
Uh-huh.
And you talk about a woman that went from this is playtime to I am going to kill you right here. When he tried to grab her baby, even though it was a doll, it became so real. And I know this lady. She is screaming at him. I mean, she just went into pure mama bear animal mode.
Wow.
It was something to see.
Well, you know what? So you put them in these situations so people can see. And then so what happens after that? This is for people who have not seen the show.
Well, we put them in a situation. We'd run a scenario. We see what they do. And then we stop and we go back and we train them. We say, okay, let's talk about what you did and what you didn't. What could you have done differently? And let's give them options. And what happens is, with just a few minutes of training, people all of a sudden go, oh. And I created an acronym for it. I call it INTOT. I never thought of that. And that is the essence of training, which is you go to people who do nothing but think of that. If he comes into this room, should I shoot? Should I leave? Should I hide? What should I do? Well, in the middle of it is a really, really bad time to come up with a plan. You need to have thought about it ahead of time. It's like this woman jogging, okay? Uh-huh. What do I do? Well, would I ever carry a gun there? If I would, what kind of gun would I carry? How would I carry if I'm jogging? Well, there are ways. There are small guns. There are belly bands. There are ways you can carry under your workout outfit. But you just need to work on that. And that's what we do with first-person offender. It is addictive. It's binge watching. Once you start, we've had a lot of people say, well, I made my wife watch one, and then she sat and watched all of them. She couldn't stop watching. I said, yeah, that's the whole deal, because then you're going, wow, I never thought of that. Wow, look how fast. And that's the other thing we get, is it happened so fast.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's how it happens.
ATMs. If people, you know, when we teach classes, it's always being in the yellow, being in the yellow frame mm-hmm. of mind, where you're looking around all the time and you walk out someplace. And women, a lot of times, are better at this than men, because women have, you know, they seem to think more asymmetrical than men do. But just something like the ATM, where you go to it every day, you've been going to the ATM, you've never had a problem, and then boom, it happens.
Well, it's little things like when you walk into a convenience store. Walk in the door and stop. Do not walk further into the convenience store. Stop. Take 5 seconds. Scan right. Scan left. Is anything going on? If everybody is frozen and the guy behind the counter looks scared, turn around and leave. Something's going on. 5 seconds is all you need. Walk in. Scan left. Scan right. What's going on? Okay, looks good. I'll go on in. Every single time. It doesn't make you paranoid. It just makes you more aware of what's going on around you.
It just think of it as people watching. And
it is, isn't it? And you see it, more interesting things when you become more aware, too.
Yeah, and you know, when you walk out of some place, when you see your car, what's next to your car? What's, you know, you're looking around, and just things that, you know, that running with both earbuds in, so that you're totally, and this is, I'm pretty sure this is what happened with her. She's running with her earbuds in. There's just totally, I mean, you're lost in the music, and you've run there all the time. Or you walk down the trail. We have a great miles of beautiful trails along the river, and you're not paying attention, and somebody comes up.
You know what I call earbuds? Sensory deprivation devices. you block out everything so that you are unaware of anybody and anything, and that includes traffic, or people walking up to you, or people stalking you, or people driving up behind you slowly so they can snatch you and throw you in a van. Take out your dadgum earbuds. Don't use them. When you're walking across a parking lot, do not pick up your phone. Do not be looking at your phone. Do not be texting. Do not be calling. Get your head up. Look left. Look right. See what's going on. Be aware of your surroundings. When you get in your car, immediately lock it. Every single time. Immediately lock it before you even crank the engine. Just these little things can make all the difference.
And these are things that are tried and proven. Hey, Tom, there's a question that comes in. Are the videos available for viewing on Gun Talk website?
They will be soon. We're redoing the website, doing a whole revamp on it. And I think February 1 is our release date. But right now, you just go to YouTube or Roku or Amazon Fire or Apple TV, and you look for Gun Talk Media. We have apps on all those, and you can see all the videos there for First Person Defender. Yeah, and the series is called First Person Defender.
And for you, Sonny, you can just give us a call, and we'll save the first season for you right here, and we'll be able to give it to you, the first season of First Person Defender. You know, she also, another question came in is, like, I go to places where there's only one entrance and exit. You know, it's in and out of the same place. This is, you know, you're kind of trapped in there. Is there, you know, what do you tell people about that?
Chances are there's another way out that you're not aware of, because people think of only the public access. If you're in a restaurant, you know what? You can leave through the kitchen. I guarantee you there is a back door in the kitchen. You know, if you're in a convenience store, I guarantee you there's some other way out, more than likely. So when you walk in, you say, okay, there's a door. Oh, yeah, the kitchen will work. Oh, yeah, that back way will work. If you're in a mall, most stores in a mall have a back door to them. So just be aware that if you needed to, if something was going on in the mall, do not run back out into the common area in the mall. Run to the back of the store. There's a pretty good chance there's a back door. Get out that way.
I agree. You know, there's always, when you go into some place, you should be looking for a way out as soon as you walk in. You know, people think, oh, gosh, you're paranoid. No, I'm not paranoid, because it takes me 30 seconds to scan and see, okay, how do I get out of here? Or, or what could happen here? It's like going to theaters. Anybody that goes to a theater that has a concealed carry and doesn't carry, that goes into a theater and doesn't have like a flashlight with them, doesn't mean you're paranoid. But, my gosh, how many times does it have to happen that somebody comes in and traps you?
Yeah, and I will tell you, I carry a good flashlight with me. When I put on my pants in the morning, my flashlight's in my pocket, and it's there until I go to bed.
Yeah.
And I use it probably 20 times a day for non-tactical things. It's always there if I should need it for others, but there's just no more handy thing than I carry, I'm looking at pulling it out of my pocket right now, a Surefire Pro-Tac 1L. It doesn't have to be that, but just a good flashlight, you'd be amazed how useful that is.
Yeah. My producer always carries one. I carry one. He always carries all types of stuff. I mean, I'm afraid to even, see all the stuff he carries. You know, I stopped telling
him. Batman got nothing on me, baby.
Okay. That's right.
As long as you got the utility belt.
Yeah, he's got it all. Hey, Tom, thanks so much for being with us today.
And, absolutely. Thank you. And hope everybody goes and checks out First Person Defender.
Okay, now what channel is that on?
The First Person Defender is strictly online.
Okay, so strictly online. Okay.
Gun Talk there, you'll find it there.
Okay, there you go. All right, and so Tom Gresham, who's on our station every Sunday afternoon for Gun Talk, you can't find a better show to talk about what's happening in the United States and finding out about guns and all different types of weapons there. Tom, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Have a good day.
You bet. All right. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, we're William Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Enjoy the holiday season at Cookies
and Yogurt
on Hartnell Avenue. Browse the store as you take in the spirit of the season with Christmas gift items, holiday decorations, lots of Christmas trees decorated to perfection with special ornaments, and the cookies. Not just any old cookies, gourmet cookies. All your favorites for your enjoyment or gift wrap for that someone special. Gourmet cookies.
Yummy, smooth, creamy yogurt.
And unique gift ideas all at Cookies
and Yogurt.
92 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. Love those cookies.
And yogurt.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 AM. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flood Line with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 a.m.
I was 5 and he was 6. We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white. He would always win the fight. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground.
Welcome
bang,
back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Bang, bang. You know how hard that was to find.
Yeah, you did a great job there, buddy. I thought we had to have that bang bang shot me down. You know that. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bye. 20 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here, the last day in November. Starting tomorrow, of course, will be the real start of if you're going to be shopping for a lot of people. Of course, Linda shops all through the year, so it's nothing new to her. 43 degrees, raining a little bit out there. It's going to go up to 53 today, low of 37. Bob, you're looking at the at our weather radar.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, foothills around Redding, we're seeing little snow flurries. So that's good stuff. We want snow in the high elevations.
We want snow everywhere.
We want it.
Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. That's right. Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. You can't find a better place anywhere to get a haircut. It's great guys down there, veteran-owned business, discounts for veterans and seniors at Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Can't get any better than that. Hey, and speaking of that, we stopped by Classic Cafe yesterday, Mark Story and I did, and had our monthly chip beef on toast. And you know what? It doesn't get any better than that than at Classic Cafe is their chip beef on toast. Takes you right back to the old days. Hey, Shaskade Community Services is looking for volunteers for the annual holiday gift wrapping booth in the Mount Shasta Mall. If you've never used that before, you've got to. If you haven't used it, you need to. You go down there after you buy gifts. You walk in there. You give them the gifts. They then wrap them. I think they've got prices, or you donate or whatever it is for it. But you're not going to get a better place to have it wrapped. Instead of, you know, my wrapping, I am wrapping, what's the word? I'm wrapping challenged. I tell you what.
Oh, yeah.
Linda wraps things.
I would not volunteer for
you. Oh, my gosh, they're beautiful. And I'm wrapping things, and at the end, you've got like 6 feet of paper left over on one end. I haven't figured that out yet. So you just kind of roll it into a bundle, or you cut it. And so when you cut it and you put it up the way it's supposed to be, there's a hole there.
Yeah.
What is going on with paper in this?
Then you put a patch over it.
Yeah, then you put a patch. How many times have you had to patch the gifts that you've wrapped?
The end gap.
Or you put it in there, and just as you tighten down the last thing, it rips through the side.
Yeah.
And you go, and that's the sound. And then you take a patch of paper and you stick it on there, right? Now, I've liked the idea of gift bags so much. And you go down to one of our stores around here and you buy 10 of those bags that you can just stuff presents in. And then you put this paper on top of it, this flimsy tissue paper. And then, look, you've wrapped a gift.
Absolutely.
Doesn't that count as wrapping, Bob?
Yeah, it does for me.
What counts as a gift?
What counts as a gift?
Is it a gift anything that you give to somebody?
Yeah,
with love.
I believe so, and I think that it is a thought behind it. You know, some people get hung up on package count. You know, making sure that all the relatives. My mom, bless her heart, used to be very focused on this, that everybody got an equal number of packages, and it's like we're going, Mom, no, I don't care if they get two more packages than I do. You do what you can do. We've cut way back on the stuff that we give out. We tend to find one or two things that we feel are meaningful and useful and not going to end up in next year's garage sale.
There you go. And how about regifting? Regifting's okay, right?
Regifting is okay, providing, of course, that you don't end up gifting back what you got.
What you got. I know, and that sometimes is difficult. That's difficult for me. But going back to our original premise was you can go down to Shastgate Community Services, give them a call at 243-1651, and become part of the gift-wrapping booth. Yeah, volunteer, please call Yvonne or Christy at the administration office, again, at 243-1651. This is the way they do the biggest fundraisers for their clients. They're helping a lot of the elderly in our community. Of course. And then you can, of course, adopt a veteran starting November 20th. You could come down to the veteran's home and pick a star off the adopt a veteran tree in the front lobby. And then you can drop off the noose wrapped and securely tagged gifts between December 15th and the 22nd, because they put little things they'd like to have. One guy put down iPads. I'm not sure he's going to get an iPad. But
isn't the Corps doing Toys for Tots? I haven't seen a bucket out yet.
You know, and maybe it starts December 1st, but I'm going to throw that out there to Gunny and everybody else. We usually have a basket.
We usually have a barrel.
We fill it up. Veterans meet on anniversary of Pearl Harbor Day. It's going to be, of course, on December 7th, Wednesday. Of December 7th, they are going to be at the Board of Supervisors Chambers in the Shasta County Courthouse on that day to commemorate the annual event. Okay, that catches us up.
Do we have any Pearl Harbor survivors left in the county?
We have like three, something like that. Yeah. Hey, Boo, welcome back. Where you been there, buddy? On our chat room.
Yeah, Boo.
I haven't seen him in a long time. Hi, Boo. I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah,
I'm glad you could still type. Okay, now, that first-person defender that we were talking about, that series that Tom Gresham was talking about, I have a couple of those to give away.
Had a few requests come in. And,
yeah. Oh, have we? All right. Okay.
Give us a call,
605-4567, and I'll make sure I save you one. I've only got like about six of them, but I will make sure that you have one. It's already disappeared. Where'd it go? The one I had.
I don't know.
Never mind. I want Linda to be here. Okay, let's go on and start. But first, let's take a break. This portion of the show, of course, is brought to you by Bad Bob Belongi. Bad Bob. Home Helpers. I'm sorry. I was kidding. It's brought to you by Home Helpers. And I can't say enough about Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. You know what? You're looking for help around the holidays. You're looking for help around the house with your parents or loved ones that maybe have had an operation that can't get around so well, or parents that need in-home health care. You're not going to beat Home Helpers with Sharon Clark. Sharon's going to be on the show tomorrow morning, and I hope she talks about things you should be looking for when you go home and visit your parents over the holidays and those kind of things. Home Helpers, number one business in rated number one business by Chamber of Commerce and number one business person. Home Helpers, Sharon Clark, bonded, insured, trained. You're not going to get any better. Give her a call, 226-8350. That's 226-8350. And we're going to take a break now, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Three-time Grammy winner Aaron Neville returns to the Cascade Theater in December with a Christmas celebration.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Aaron Neville lends his angelic voice to timeless holiday standards, capturing all the joy, nostalgia, and spirit of the season at the Cascade Theater Tuesday, December 13th. Don't miss Aaron Neville in Reading. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Lies and believing these lies is the cause of much of the violence we are seeing in our country. What happens when those you could once trust to tell you the truth can no longer be trusted? Many of our politicians and much of the national news media purposely lie to promote an agenda and keep you from knowing the truth. The Bible makes it clear where lies originate. Who are you going to believe? Only through Jesus Christ and His Word will you know the truth that will make you free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hey, not sure what happened right there. But, go ahead.
Come back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Linda, a little bit under the weather today. Hey, I want to remind everybody that Linda's going to be out at Elements Lounge tomorrow night from 7 to 9. And you want to probably get out there a little bit earlier then for, pick up, eat dinner. Or you can eat dinner while she's singing. But it's going to be a special Christmas show. A lot of Christmas songs, but then guests like Scott Lewis will be there to be singing. And if you've never heard him sing Hallelujah, then you need to go out there and listen to that. Probably one of the best renditions I've ever heard. Plus, she and Scott will be doing some other Christmas songs together. Lou White will be out there joining the band of Bruce Kalin, Bobby Viramontes, and Cleveland Bonet. It's just a great way to kick off the Christmas season. So give them a call out there for reservations. You want to reserve a seat and a table out there and just have a great time. Low corkage fees if you want to say, hey, I want to bring my own wine. It's hardly any money at all to bring your own wine in and have them cork it, decork it for you. I guess there's a reason for that. So that's tomorrow night at Elements Lounge. Okay. Hey, I have, by the way, I've had so many people call in here, but I have two more of the First Person Defender DVDs left. I've given away five. I've got two more left. First Person Defender DVDs, first season. On it is home invasion, road rage, child kidnapping, knife attack, ATM robbery, abduction, convenience store robbery, workplace shooting, rampage. They come in there and what they do is they put people into that situation, then they train them afterwards to see the things they could have done. They take the good guy through a scenario straight out of real life. So I've got room here for two more if anybody calls, and you can pick them up today or anytime this week. Okay, it's 9 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. We've been talking a lot about the different things that are going on in the world. And some of it, of course, is how people haven't quite gotten over what's happened during the election. And, in fact, Jill Stein, who is the Green Party candidate, has gathered more money for this recount adventure she's making than she raised for her candidacy for president. That's right. She's raised like $6 million for a recount in Minnesota, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, and she only raised $3 million for her presidential run. So that tells you how people are just hoping for a miracle of some kind. There'll be no miracle. And I think people now, are we still rioting about, has that gone away, the riots?
There are, the press is conveniently ignoring it.
Just ignoring them. Well, that's fine, too. I mean, okay, we've stopped the riots. They're backing off. Okay, Standing Rock, the oil pipelines, and the Native Americans standoff in South Dakota. You've got both sides in this. I mean, they're saying, look, this is one of the ways to become an oil independent, energy independent of the of the Arab states who are promoting terrorism, in which they are.
And they're about to raise their prices. They're coming to a price agreement because it's the price war that has kept prices down.
And if they don't, if they can't come to an agreement, it's going to drop the price of oil. But now they're going to come to agreement, so you know the price of oil is going to go up. Another way to make us energy independent. So the I guess the big thing is they don't want the people that are protesting says, hey, look, this pipeline is too close to our drinking water, even though there's other pipelines upstream, and it goes too close to our tribal lands. Well, I think they've gotten to the point where they're there. Now, can they change? Can they change the direction of the pipeline? I mean, is it going to cost probably millions more, but can they at some point aim it upstream somewhere? I mean, I'm just wondering. Is there any way out of this? I guess, is there a compromise someplace where the oil pipeline can go through, but it doesn't damage the Indian proper Indian tribal lands, or it's not on the tribal lands itself, from what I understand, but it's on the northern outskirts of the tribal lands.
Allegedly, thus far, the tribal entities have refused any negotiation whatsoever. So that doesn't give you a starting point, unfortunately.
Well, and seeing in the Corps of Engineers, first they were going to say, hey, we're moving them off the land because it's federal land they're on. We're going to move them off the land. Well, that's backed off. And, we've had our own contingent from here from Wind River, I'm just sitting here. I'm just completely lost.
From the Rancheria?
Rancheria. Thank you very much. I just completely lost what I was going to say. From the Rancheria, over 30 people going out there. I need to get one of them on the ground and have them talk to us tomorrow. That would be cool. Oh, and say, what's going on now that you've been there a couple of days? What do you see? What's the thoughts of it? What's the government doing? Is the government really using a heavy hand on the people? Are they spraying them? Somebody said they were spraying them with fire hoses and it's 20 degrees out there.
There are reports of, a water cannon being used. And, the truth usually lies somewhere on that spectrum. It's usually not this side or that side, and we have to be mindful of that. And that was the case certainly with this election. You had to make the best decision out of a host of, I would say, equally unpleasant choices. But in the end, the American process worked. And I think that, it can't be all one way or all the other way. There has to be negotiation. And supposedly, President-elect Trump is, he's known for the art of the deal. So now that all the rhetoric is starting to die down a bit, let's hope that he lives up to that reputation and you have a starting point and then you negotiate. The perfect negotiation is when nobody's happy, of course.
It says
nobody's entirely happy.
Trump is making comments about the Muslim refugee from Somalia who came in here and the one up in Ohio State that ran over 11 people and could jump out of his car. And they said a butcher knife. It was more than a butcher knife. It looked like a machete. Hmm. Was going after people before the policeman caught, stopped him, got there quickly and stopped him by having to kill him. But he stopped him.
So was the loser candidate vice president, whose name now escapes me, Hillary's running mate, was that comment about, the gun violence tragedy, was that aimed at the cop who took out the terrorist?
Obviously, because he said it was another example of a gun tragedy.
Yeah.
Not knowing, of course, that it was an attack by car. So he said, should never have been, Trump says, should never have been allowed to enter the U.S. And so you have to ask yourself then, really? And how did he come into the U.S.? His parents and he were in Pakistan for a period of time while they were trying to make it in. ISIS, he became, it looks like, a terrorist over online and being swayed by those by social media. But this is happening more and more. But somewhere in there they go back. Remember the couple down in San Bernardino?
Yeah.
They went back at one point.
But I think we learned, because this is a process, not an event. We learned during the 1920s and 30s that pure isolationism is just a bad idea. And again,
People want this or that, and you've got to think spectrum. You've got to figure, and I understand, don't ever compromise on your principles. Yeah, but, you know, in the real world, you do have to figure out a solution that works for as many people as possible. You know, you can't let the minority overrule, but you can't let the minority overrule everybody else, but you can't let the majority trample on the minorities. And am I a smart enough person to figure out exactly which way things should be? Hell no. I just take observations and make comments.
You know, the thing about this thing, and we got to run because tomorrow, by the way, Trish and Sharon Clark will be here tomorrow. Trish Clark and Sharon Clark, they're not sisters, but they are kind of their own team on the first Thursday. I'm sure, who knows what they're going to have to do tomorrow with the things they're saying.
I'll bring extra coffee.
Yeah, bring extra coffee. Bring a fire extinguisher so you can start spraying them down on this. Bottom line is, Trump says, hey, look, if you're coming from a terrorist, a country that trains or supports terrorism, you need to go through a very, really heavy vetting procedure. I see no problem with that. I'm not saying they should be banned, but I think that anybody that comes to this country, we need to know something about them.
Exactly.
A lot more than just, oh, I just want to come here. Anyway, hey, look, everybody, have a great day today. It's going, it's kind of the end of November, beginning of December. The Christmas season's coming in. Take that deep breath. Remember, breathe into your nose, out to your mouth. Talk to your friends, even if they may have different viewpoints than you. Good guys against the bad guys. Let's all be good guys today.
And news from Town Hall is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino, right here on KCNR Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The death toll from the Tennessee wildfires has risen to 4 with dozens of people injured. Rain is falling across the Gatlinburg area now, but firefighters say there are still active fires burning. Donald Trump says he's leaving his business empire to concentrate on being president.
At age 70, after having this phenomenal life and building this phenomenal business in this great tower, he's going to be 100% focused on working for the American people and for the United States.
Trump transition advisor Anthony Scaramucci. House Democrats have voted, and Nancy Pelosi has been reelected to the post of House Minority Leader.
Pelosi fighting off a challenge from Ohio Democrat Tim Ryan, who made a push for new and younger leadership in the wake of the November 8th elections. It's the first official challenge to Pelosi's leadership since 2010.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hahn.